How should we refer to you? Are you like chairperson or?
I'm actually the board president. We actually do have a board. Mm-hmm. We seated a new board probably a couple meetings after you had attended. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, first of all, for people that aren't aware of this, it's not an unusual situation, but it is a park, but it is not a city park. This is a private park.
Yes, that's correct, Jim. This park was established in 1993. what happened is the Carthage Kiwanis Club was interested in building a playground or a park that was within that was in the city limits. I guess I should rephrase that. We do have a park that is out on the edge of town, and they wanted something that was actually in town, so kids that could live in town didn't have to travel the highway to go out to the park where the pool is and things like that. So. And what happened is somewhere in the midst of that planning and research process, Christopher Frankovich, who was one of the higher-up board members of Kiwanis, his daughter Emily was killed in a kind of freak accident at a cemetery. A stone fell on her, and she was killed instantly, and she was 7 years old. And they decided to kind of make it the mission to build this playground, which was later named World of Wonders, hence the name WOW, in her honor, in her memory. And so they did some research, and they found an outfit called Robert Leathers and Associates, which is now, you know, 20 years later, is well-known in the industry for the community build process that he created. He actually has a park in Fort Madison, Iowa, so they could go and they could look at it, kind of see what happened and talk to that community. But when they got started on this journey, they took it to the Carthage Park Board, and they were not interested in sponsoring the project. And so at that time, they realized that they needed to, the only thing they were left to do was to make it a private non-for-profit corporation, and our actual corporation name is WOW, Inc., and we are a 501c3 organization. The park is actually placed on or is built on leased ground, which we lease for a nominal fee each year from the Carthage Community School District, because their offices, it's their land and it's their offices right next door.
So do you know roughly how large the park is, say acre, smaller? I mean, if you don't, that's okay.
No, I do not have that information at hand. It is about a city block. It's a
city block?
Portion of a city block.
Okay. Now, one of the problems I understand with it was that, of course, it was done, and a lot of the items are actually of wood manufacture. And as with anything, people that have decks or wooden stairways mm-hmm. outside realize that the weather does damage over a period of time. And so a lot of the things simply need some...
Yes, we are now 18 years old this month. So it was made with – it's all treated lumber, of course, and it has been lightly sanded, any graffiti, not thoroughly sanded, but and sealed every year very religiously by the WOW Park board members. And so they've done what they could. Unfortunately, the last couple of years, the financial situation has been to where they've not been able to purchase the approximately a semi-truckload, or a little more, a little less, depending on what is needed, of wood chips that provides the ground cover. And so the weeds have grown up a little bit, and the flower beds are a little worn. And basically, you know, we got to there's some people in the community last summer who got to talking on Facebook about concerns that they had about taking their children to the WOW Park. You know, this has happened, and there's been this vandalism, and what can we as a community do? And so Rodney, early last fall, invited myself and a couple of other people that had been people who were of concern about the park to a meeting, and we all got to talking, and it just kind of evolved to where they decided, you know what, this is the existing board had been around for 20 years, because of course it started a couple years before the park was actually built, decided if we're going to revitalize this park or we're going to look at things for the future, we just felt that it was time that a new generation of board members were seated. Some of these people were, some of the people that are on the board now actually knew Emily, were maybe her classmates, and did help build the park initially. So that's where we're at.
So obviously you need to refurbish it, but obviously in the discussion that I sat in on, fundraising was a big issue, and I know that there were people from – I know there were county board members were there, local media, people from the community, city council all attended the meeting, that the one meeting that I was able to attend. So are you getting a response from the business community too as far as raising money?
We actually have not approached the business community directly. Up until this point, our main goal has been to raise some immediate funds for the wood chips, to clean out the flower beds, to fix the damage that, you know, the immediate things that need to be done to secure the park. We did do have to do a little call, a little asking around for some immediate funds to bring in Lee Archin of Play by Design out of Ithaca, New York. He is a certified playground safety inspector, and the reason that we selected him and brought him in specifically is because he actually worked for Robert Leathers at the time, assisted in the design and the whole project of the park being built. He was familiar with our community. He was a good choice for that, and we brought him in and got a full report. And you know, it wasn't pretty. There were a lot of things that the way they build parks today, for different reasons, for accessibility, for safety, for things like that, that, you know, our park doesn't. He inspects safety or for safety playgrounds throughout the country, and he gives that report to cities and governments and things like that. And there are, the reality of it is, there are cities in this nation that would not allow that playground to be open. And that's hard for people to hear. Now we know, being non-for-profit, we don't have to comply to every single thing on his list. But we felt that at 18 years old, and knowing where our park is showing somewhere, it's time to get somebody who knows stuff about this in there and look at things and give us some ideas. It's a big undertaking, but what we are trying to do at this point is secure and revitalize the park. And due to the fact that the community's response has been so overwhelming, the middle school builders club raised $1,000. We had a skating party, a fundraising skating party. We raised $900. I mean, we had stepping stones being made at Con Communications for Mother's Day last weekend and raised over $600. The checks are coming in. The community has spoken. They want this park to be here for a long time. And as a board, we have to decide how we're going to go forward, because we know, and everybody else knows, that there's only so much life left in that park as it stands today. And so what we're trying to do at this point is we're trying to do some research and talk to other communities who've built playgrounds and find out what all options are out there, not just immediately go back to the community build, but find out all of our options and try and gather that information. And sometime this summer, which is a horrible time of year to try and do it, to get people to a community meeting, but we need to have a community meeting. This playground is community built, and we've said from day one, it belongs in all of our hearts. Everybody wants to support this park. They want to see it thrive. So we've got to get the community together and say, what do you want to do? You know, here are our options. It's going to cost this much to do this. It's going to cost this much to do this. Is the support there? Because we don't want to start this huge capital campaign and have somebody come back to us and say, well, why are we doing it this way? You know, we want everybody involved from the very beginning this time. So,
and I know some of the discussions have been maybe switching to say you see more plastic and composite constructed playground equipment at schools and things, and that might have a longer lifespan than trying to refurbish or to replace essentially what's already there. So I think it sounds like whatever happens, though, the park will take on a very new face at some point.
Yes. So I hate to be very vague with you there. I'm sure you would like to have more information, but we just don't have it at this time. At this point, we've just been trying to do lots of different fundraisers and trying to get some funds together, and we are to the point where we finally are not at a point where, I mean, when we brought Lee in, we didn't know if we were going to have enough money to write the check to pay him. Things were grim. But the community has spoken, and the support has been unbelievable. And I had a Girl Scout troop give us $200, and I said this at the Kiwanis or the Builders Club ball game. I said, it's a pretty humbling moment when an 8-year-old hands you a check from them selling cookies to help save the Wild Park. So I knew right then that we were embarking on an adventure that was going to be very long-term, and it was a very humbling experience. So to let people know that we appreciate everything that they're doing and that we're all pretty blown away at this moment. And so we always say, let's just get through this and let's just get this, this fundraiser done. But we know we're definitely at a time where we have to start doing some serious research. And we've got a little community down the road, Basco, Illinois, who did a small playground. And I have a meeting lined up with the person who put that together. I just want to make sure that we've explored all of our options. Going forward, you talked about materials of less maintenance. I would love to be able to do rubber flooring, rubber mulching, something where we don't have to worry about these cleanup days and this, you know, the sealing of the wood. And, I mean, obviously, over the long term, but we have to keep up the appearance as it is now because we have to keep people feeling good about it and let people know that we are working on it.